Macmillan Audio presents Interlibrary Loan, written by Gene Wolfe, read by Tim Jared Reynolds. One. From the Spice Grove Public Library. In the evening, when the library has closed, the bots have locked the big front doors, and everything is quiet. I hear once more the patter of Chandra's black Mary Janes on our white neostone floor. It seems strange, but now that we're back home, I can't stop thinking about Chandra. Or Audrey, whom Chandra called the Lady Captain. About the girl I knew once, and the woman who had loved and accepted me. What it was like for the three of us on board the Three Sisters. How we had looked over the rail sometimes, peering straight down through clear blue water and beholding the ravening monsters of the deep. Am I or am I not the master of my thoughts? When I choose not to think of those things, my mind fills with thoughts of Dr. Favre and his brother, and of all the wondrous things Dr. Favre had accomplished. All of those things, and the green box, too. Was he a wizard? I had done a few impossible things myself. At other times, my mind spins with all the thousands of things that happened then. Sometimes I do my best to think only of the good things, of the pure and shining things, because I know that destiny and the world are not all dark. Love is more real than the longest river, and kindness means more than any mountain range. When I have finished deciding on all those thousand things I can never forget about Colette Colebrook and the crude little mine that circles some other star, I promised myself I would never write about anything like that again. Nope. Not ever again, because it hurts too much and tears my soul to shreds when I strive to think back on all those things. Audrey, the boundless sea, Cadaver Island, Buck Baston, the dead girls, and all the rest. Now I cannot banish those things from my thoughts. The high, empty, echoing haunted house at the top of the hill and all the rest of it. The click of high, hard heels in another room, on another floor. Now it seems to me that writing down all the most important events here may help me clear my mind and let me think, instead of the little empty things going on in this unmeaning museum now. Things over and done with when I have finished. If I ever do. Or anyway, I dare hope that this writing may. Now, where to start? What would you like to read about, dear unborn, fully human patron? And what must you read about first, if you are to understand the rest? Perhaps I should begin when we left, but just a day or two before that might be better. Too soon a start outshines too late, or at least so it seems to me. If I should begin a bit too soon, please leave a note in this manuscript advising any future readers to skip my soft, overripe beginning and jump to the true beginning as you would yourself if you were ever to read all this again, instructing your future self to begin to read on page whatever when all the dull machinery of importance has been set in motion. So, I'm going to go way far back and start my story where I want to, with Graceful Rose and my friend Millie. Millie Baumgartner is like me, a reclone resource here in the Spice Grove Public Library, and I'm sure she looks quite a bit older than she really is. Gray streaks in her lustrous brown hair, lines in her face, and a little too plump. But she has a wonderful smile that she was not using when she came up to me and whispered, "They're going to get rid of us, Ern. Have you heard?" The fire did not seem likely so soon for I.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?